180 degrees.
Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, and as always, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. This morning, I want to close out a little bit of a series we did on Article 12, but understand, not Article 12 in its entirety. We only took a specific work situation that's happening in Columbus right now and looked at Article 12 as it lends itself to that situation, okay? And the situation was there were mail handler group leader bids posted in Columbus, Ohio. Again, I have major objection to mail handlers now being assigned to oversee, supervise, perform area assurance on a piece of automated equipment. But nonetheless, let's continue forward. They're calling a mail handler position now a position that does not require five mail handlers in a group. Normally for a mail handler's job, you have to be able, normally for a group leader's job, as per the bid, you should be able to perform every job within your group. So when you hear me have objections to these AGV positions being called mail handler group leaders, I want you to understand, I'm not just objecting to object. I think there's valid reason why we should all object and stop this before it really gets started. So getting back on track, there were group leader bids posted. They stayed up. People bid on them. People were awarded the bid. Successful bidders were awarded the bid. Everybody, as a result, I'm sorry, I have to call it a loss leader, but as a result of being awarded the successful bidder on the AGV mail handler group leader position, you were sent to Portland, Oregon, I think it was, I'm not certain, for about a week's worth of training. Now, again, I really don't mean to sound cynical, but as a couple of the members in Dayton like to always remind of the people who follow 180 degrees, that Ken Hodge was a manager. And you're right, I was a manager. I was not a supervisor. I was in charge of areas. Now, let me just say this to you, because in no way is this an attempt to boast. This is just an attempt to let you understand that for 26 years, I was in the middle of decisions that affected what we do right here in Columbus, or what we do in the Postal Service. That's the level of management that I held. So, and I only say that to you to say I understand the thought process of the agency in a manner that not too many people in your entire National Postal Mail Handlers Union Association can relate to. Because you got to remember now, I mean, like it, don't like it, my background training, I mean, I'm in the mix for a long time on the side of the post office. That mix covers several states. So sometimes when I throw red flags up that your union leadership don't see, and I'm speaking at the local level, because that's where I want to concentrate all my efforts. That's all I want to do, is represent Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky in a manner that, believe me, they're just not used to, but are more than deserving of. Okay, so we got bids posted. We have mail handlers bidding on the bids. We have successful bidders. We have mail handlers going to Portland, Oregon for a week's training. Now we come back. This is where we find ourselves right now. Now, it is my understanding, and again, we are just talking office politics on a national level. We come back to find out that the three or four, don't quote me on that, went to their proper bids, being AGV group leader, even though there are no AGVs there. Okay, so what they're doing, we're not even going to discuss that, but they're on their bid. Now, one of the successful bidders chose not to assume his new bid time, chose to, I guess now, again, this is all kind of third hand, so again, we're just talking office politics, chose not to charge the post office out of schedule premium in exchange for just allowing him to maintain his bid time. Now, again, just the fact that everyone went to their bids except one person, to me, gives me reason to think what just happened. And again, not saying anything's right or wrong, but I want to look at this and find out how can that be? Either you got a bid or you didn't get a bid. So, but in the middle of looking at this, the question that I have is, if you are supposed to be awarded a bid and be in that bid, if you don't occupy that bid, can you choose to not go to your bid because you want to stay in your own in your old bid? Because that's kind of what it comes down to. And if you stay, what type of seniority do you have? Are you in your normal place in seniority? And we've got this crazy item in our local memorandum of understanding that you pick jobs at the beginning of your tour. When do you pick? Do you pick first? Do you pick last? And again, it's nothing more than trying to understand what just happened so we all understand what should happen. I hope I'm not too confusing. And again, to the mail handlers that we are talking about, the successful bidders on this group leader job, don't take this as anyone's attacking what you did. Or my goal, again, is to introduce this contract that we have, this NASA agreement that we have, to the members and introduce it to them with such regularity and in such a digestible manner that we become students of this contract. Because if we are going to survive in this day's environment and industry, we better know what we're entitled to, and we better know how to go and get it. So that's my question. How can that happen? And can you, do you have the right to forfeit a union violation? I'm just asking. Not saying that there was a violation, but if we're going to talk, let's just talk. Now, I got to say, Columbus, Ohio, if you're okay with it, then I'm going to be okay with it for right now. But for those members, non-members, the mail handlers that work there, if you've got questions as to what just took place, if you're interested, then hit me at my email, hit me on Facebook, and I'll respond to you. But again, situations like that where you have people bidding on jobs that aren't even established yet and coming back and now some go, some don't go, I find that very interesting. And it is worth using as a teaching moment. So now we just got introduced to a little small piece of Article 12. And again, if I'm going to maintain this teaching mode, and because I work in Columbus, Ohio, I'm sure that probably within the next 30 days, if we stay consistent, we will cover almost every article as a violation in our contract if I continue to track Columbus, Ohio. Hey, listen, stand by. Let me change gears. So as we change gears, I just want to wrap up what we've discussed the last two podcasts. Again, we talked about Article 12, Principles of Seniority, Posting, and Assignment. We defined what a probationary period is in the mail handler contract. It is Article 12.1, Paragraph A, and in the Clerk National Agreement, it is Article 12.1, Paragraph A. So no matter what craft you're in, there's your clear definition of what a probationary period is. We talked a little bit about principles of seniority, and then I covered a couple of key words that you still want to hold on to as we continue in Article 12. We talked about what's a craft group. We talked about seniority standings, duty assignment, preferred duty assignments. We talked about bids, very important. Then we defined an application. We talked abolishment, revision, residual vacancies. Those are just some of the key terms that you're going to need to hold on to as you read, if you read Article 12 for understanding. Now, what I want to say is, while talking to employees about this bid, this last bid cycle, it made me make a commitment or recommit myself that as your local president, there's only one way that I'm going to try to regulate our local, and that is by our contract, our constitution,
and by laws.
That's going to be a campaign commitment. Again, sometimes when we stick to the rules of the law because we've wandered so far, some mail handler feathers are going to get a little ruffled. But I'm going to ask you to stand with me on this, because it's important that at the national level, when they hammer out a contract, okay, it's important that we make every attempt to enforce that by how we do our jobs every day. And before I leave you, there was still a question that remains open that I ask your assistance in, again, trying to understand it better. And that is Article 12.3, Section E, as it relates to successful bidder, E1 and E2. And I'm just going to close the podcast with, within 10 days after the closing date of the posting, including December, the installation head shall post a notice stating the successful bidder and the bidder's seniority date. The senior qualified bidder meeting the qualification standards established for that position shall be designated the successful bidder. E2 comes behind that and says the successful bidder must be placed in the new assignment within 15 days except the month of December. And my question, small one but very important that I should know, is the 15 days that you must be placed in your new bid, is that from the closing date of the posting, or is that from the 10 additional days that the post office has to post a notice? Now, again, it may be very small, but there's a difference of 10 days, and I'm just wondering so I fully understand our contract. So anybody has the answer for that? And again, don't just make up an answer. Be able to support your answer with some type of documentation or some kind of reference. That way, we all learn together. Hey, 180 degrees, new direction, Kenny Hodge. Yeah, I need to be your local president. Have a great day, everyone.